The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her!
Don't I need some goggles or something?
Goggles is for pussy, son. Please don't be a pussy in front of my boss.
All right, Benny.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that knows what she's doing, at least half of the time. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 126 this evening, coming to you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. It is I, your hostess with the mostest, and with my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. C.
What up?
What is going on, Stockholm?
Nothing much. We had a little preview of some Seven Deadly Sins theme music there beforehand, in case you were wondering what was up with the Yokozuna action.
Or if you were wondering if we were to blame for that, yes, we were. And you're probably going to hear it again, too, at the end of the show somewhere.
It's awesomeness.
It is. And the new season's coming out in 2017.
Yay!
Speaking of the 17th, coming up real soon is the 17th, and Orange is the New Black is going to be on Netflix.
I hear.
I'm excited.
So am I. Nothing like hot girl-on-girl prison action.
Yeah, you know, Donna, I like Donna with black hair and kind of like a badass.
She was always my favorite on That 70s Show. She was way hotter than
Kunis.
I thought so, yeah.
Well, on the show, yeah.
On the show, I for sure, easily, Kunis hands
is,
down.
Kunis is the fucking beautiful.
Yeah, no, she and she looks almost the same, but just slightly more grown. It's good,
but like feisty.
Yeah,
like just
yeah.
Oh, when she talks Russian, it's so hot.
Yeah.
She does. She starts whipping it out. You're like, ooh, I want you to be nasty to me.
Exactly.
Just yell at me in Russian. I don't care.
But when the show was actually on, I was hardcore more on Donna than I was. What's her nuts?
Lori Prepon is the actress's
what?
Name.
Prepon? What?
Yeah.
Who?
Donna. That's the.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never knew her name.
Yeah.
I don't go that far.
I might be wrong on the first name, though, but I know her last name is, like, Prepon.
Okay. Like Pupon? Like Pupa?
Like Coupon and a Pupa.
Almost like that. Different?
Sure.
Okay.
Similar.
All right.
If you guys would like to join in the conversation, the number is 941-421-0401. Skype later is Raz Radio 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can also get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio.
Sure.
We may have a car later tonight. I don't know. We may make it through the whole broadcast. We may not because people are going ape shit because the whole half of Florida, like the middle section of Florida, is underwater right now, and we happen to be in it. So yeah. The power has been flickering on and off.
It has. It'll be a miracle if we make it all the way through without something fading because like the power just flips on and off every half hour or so.
Like if you're blinking.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Tropic storm, whatever.
And you said Colin.
Yeah. Colin. What do you say? Who's Colin?
That's the storm's name.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, come on.
Hi. I'm Colin. How y'all doing? I'm going to rain on you. Get your boots. It's going to get sticky.
You sound like the guy on Cleveland Show. A little fat son.
Huh. I have to watch that show sometime.
Oh my God, you do a really good impression of him.
Do I?
You do.
I'll have to pull that one up again if I can remember.
Let's start the show with something really fun.
What? We're gonna have fun?
Yeah, there's this woman. She turned a flamethrower on a squirrel.
What?
Yeah.
Where did she get a flamethrower from?
I don't know. Maybe she made it, but okay. Her boyfriend was cooking it on the deck of their apartment.
The squirrel?
Yes, was cooking the squirrel.
Okay.
And then she started the fire with the flamethrower, and she caused $2 million in damages.
Okay. So he was in the act of cooking the squirrel. When you say squirrel, that's not a euphemism, is it? Are we talking like, is this like BDSM, you know, burn your squirrel?
He's cooking wink, the squirrel. Wink, wink. No, this is an actual, like, Siri.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Yes. They were eating squirrel.
They were eating squirrel, and they were cooking on the back patio.
Huh. And they felt it necessary to start the far.
Far. Start that far start with flamethrower, man. We start far.
I don't know why I went right into redneck with that one.
I don't know either.
Eating squirrel.
You're all sorts of...
I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't.
You're the man of many voices tonight.
Good.
Oh my God. So I don't know. I thought that story was kind of interesting. Some I think it. Yeah.
So bitch burnt the trailer down. Basically, is what you're saying.
No. Because it's just the title. The title got me. It says woman fined $2 million for starting for fire started by flamethrower used on squirrel. I'm just like, what?
Them goddamn squirrels, man, they get in my fucking cabbage one more goddamn time, I swear to God. I'm gonna flamethrow your ass.
Bird feed.
Where's that flamethrower at, man? Where am I keeping it, honey?
Oh my God, I know. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Just Christ.
Don't have indoor plumbing, but we got an arsenal. Ew.
I still want to know when she made the flamethrower. Like, are we talking like
hairspray and a lighter?
A can of Aquanet and a Bic. What's going on?
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
Well, then it would just stiffen the squirrel a little bit. Gives it that nice sheen.
It does it.
Like a lacquer.
I don't think you've ever had much experience with Aquanet flamethrower action. It doesn't really leave a sticky sheen behind at all. It leaves a burnt, toasty disaster.
No, see, I wasn't into the whole arson thing. I was more into just the torture arson thing.
You don't have to be into arson to hear, hey, if you take that aerosol can and put this lighter to it, it does something really cool, and do it and go, wow, that's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't like have to be into like, I just want to see the fire. I just want to watch it burn.
Burn.
Watch it burn, baby. Yeah, no. No, I'm talking about just good old childish fun.
Good old childish fun.
Can of Aquanet.
All right, yeah, no, I've never done it.
No.
No.
Huh, you never made a tennis ball cannon with like denatured alcohol and soda cans?
No.
Wow.
Can't say that. I think that you should put the instructions on how to do it on my website.
Really?
Why
should
not?
I? Okay.
Do it. Huh. It could be like SC's Corner.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I really want to do that?
You can
I can't
have
commit
little...
to creating my own content. Fuck that.
Well, then just leave it there. That's all there is.
Okay.
That's all the room that we have for SC.
Yeah. There you go.
Sure. All right, so you know like that gangbang that went down?
Which gangbang?
I'm getting
tired of just the regular old gangbang.
The comedy gangbang.
Really? There's a comedy gangbang?
Well, comedy gangbang, comedy gangbang, comedy gangbang. It's got Weird Al and Scott Aukerman.
Well, it now has Weird Al on it.
Well, yeah, they just keep rotating because, you know, sometimes dude gets tired.
So what are we talking about here?
Gangbang.
Well, I got lost.
There's a 15-year-old girl. She was caught on video screwing 26 dudes in the bathroom at a Fort Myers high school.
I know.
Well, one of the football players, someone was finally charged in it. He's the first one to be charged for criminal.
Nuts.
Yeah, because the thing is, too, he's underage, too, but he still had the video.
Yeah, and any time you like transfer a video that's got child pornography on it, you're a child pornographer, period. Whether you're a child
doesn't matter
as well.
How old you are, right?
Because once it's disseminated, like once you uncork that bitch, you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
It's the internet. It's there forever. Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
And it'll be everywhere.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And that's child porn.
It is.
Numbnut.
Well,
kids gotta know this these days. I mean, they gotta know.
But
that,
I don't think they'd get in as much trouble as they do.
They'd get in just as much trouble if I took the fucking picture.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is I don't think kids realize that. Like, well, they're just like, I'll get off or whatever. Oh.
The good news is kids don't listen to our show, so they're not going to hear the PSA to not do it. But if you have a child...
And you're a responsible parent!
Yeah, exactly. Don't let your kids... Unless they're of age. If they're of age, I don't really give a shit. If they feel like listening, let them listen. What the fuck? They're 18.
I'm not their parent. Do what the fuck you want. Exactly. I don't care. I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kid. It's going to be a little fucking asshole anyway.
Wow.
Just like you.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
No, just me and some friends on Facebook. Never mind. We were just having some fun.
These were you?
My friends with kids. They're
okay.
Whatever. It's okay.
Yeah, so only the first one. He's going to get... They're going to get time, probably.
Well, probably too. But then the parents finally stepped in after... The parents of the girl stepped in after everything went viral, saying that she was a victim of human trafficking at the age of 13.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's 15 so now.
What did they like? Yeah, we bought her down at a bazaar.
Oh God!
Paid $35.95 for her when she was 11.
Well, maybe that's her foster or adoptive family, because she's 15 now, and then for 2 years from she was 13, 15, she was locked up by this fucking dude being traded for sex.
Like, oh, really?
Yes. Since she was taught to like not have any emotion about it and whatever, and just do whatever the person said, no question.
So she was like newly not like that, and just
newly unmold woman.
Yeah, exactly. So she got let out of the basement and went right back to the dick.
Yeah. Well, she said that she had a crush on one of the guys, and he wanted to have sex. So she was like, "Yeah, because I like you." And then that just word got around, and that just led to everyone. And she's like, "Okay." And
okay. Then sure. Go ahead. Stick it in.
Then there was 26 dudes all up in her in a bathroom.
Wow.
In school.
You know, like everybody has a story of that happening in high school, I think. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, sure. I love the time where I did the whole fucking band.
I don't mean personally, but everybody knew a story of. So there was always a story of the slut that fucked everybody, so and so, such and such.
Yeah, and you know what? It was usually me, and half of that stuff wasn't even true.
Sure, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I don't know.
Well, because the stuff that was true was pretty. I mean, that was witnessed by a lot of people. So.
I don't know how you were in high school. I can only go by what I know now of you. That's all.
I was very loose. I was a woman with very loose morals.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I didn't know you, so I don't know.
I don't care.
Know how you were.
You would have loved me then.
Sure.
You would have.
Yeah.
I was blonde, I was fluffy, and I was slutty.
Slutty always works for me.
I know it does.
Generally.
Yeah. How do you think we met? All right, I want to talk about vacation boobs. We talked about them a long time ago, but since it is summer, I want to talk about them again.
Vacation boobs are regular, better than regular boobs.
Well, here's the thing.
What are vacation boobs anyway? What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you what vacation boobs are.
Using your terminology again.
There's a New York plastic surgeon. He's developed these things that he calls them vacation boobs because they only last for a few weeks.
Oh, the thing where he injects you and then you get like an allergic reaction and they swell kind of a thing?
No, not an allergic reaction. No,
bee stings.
He pumps you. No, he pumps
alligator
you.
Alligator bite. Possum bite.
Stingray barb.
That'll kill you.
Never forget, Mr. Irwin.
Your daughter's getting pretty hot, just so you know.
Shut up. She's not 18 yet.
I said she's getting...
She's got huge boobs, too.
Does she?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I think she's like, maybe she might be 18 by now. But
I think she
is.
I'm going to say she is because I just made a comment, so.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, back to this vacation boobs. No, he injects them with saline to the point
to where. Like the donut bagel.
Yeah, like the forehead donut. Ew, I hate that.
So he just injects the saline straight
pumps
up nuts.
Yep, just pumps them up, and then in a couple of weeks, it's absorbed into the body with no problem, no nothing.
Because it's saline.
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, he does them for people who they want a trial run to see if they want to get a boob job, or, you know, if like, basically it works really best for ladies with saggy tits. Or they had, you know, kids and they're kind of deflated because all he does is pump them back up.
Okay, I can't really see that helping the situation because you take the stretched out balloon, right? And then you blow it up some more. let's go stretch that bitch out some more. It's already stretched. You know what happens. It'll start to dry rot, and eventually it'll just crack and explode.
No, there's only so much you can do. You can't put like a fucking double D on an A chest.
Says you.
That would just be terrible. I can't see how that would work.
What do you mean?
You couldn't do that all at once. The skin couldn't take it, even if it was a regular implant.
What are you talking about? Skin stretchy. Especially old, stretchy skin.
But if it's not old.
Old, already pre-stretched.
Oh, God. Like a sock in a dryer and they two got together. You know? Anyway. Well, the procedure only takes about a half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's it.
You got boobs
the space,
for 6 weeks.
A lot of people, some people that you like it for special events, for their vacations, for trips, stuff like that.
I want to say I saw a story or something on this, and it was like a couple grand to have it done. It was a quarter of the price of the boobs to begin with.
It's like, yeah, it's $3,500.
Oh.
It's about what it costs.
He gets that down to about $150, he'd be a rich man.
Oh, my God. People be getting them all the fucking time.
I know.
Oh, and it's just salt water. Get $150. Fuck it. I'd do it. Pump me up. Fill her up.
See? You'd have one customer already. You probably have more.
They would be reoccurring. Like, I got my nails in. I got my hair did. Got my tits filled. I got, you know. The pressure was getting a little low. So, tires rotated.
Got temporary tattoos and temporary boobs for everyone.
Wait, and I got wigs and I got high heels. So in a couple weeks, the guy that you're fucking now won't know who the hell you are. What happened to you?
There you go. It's always a good policy.
So yeah, so I think that's fun. I would totally do it if it was a lot cheaper.
That's Jesus. Where he's missing out.
Yeah, right? These are funny. You're going to have fun with these.
These?
Yes.
What?
Ha ha ha. You're like, what?
What?
These are this medical staff reveal ridiculous excuses that patients gave for weird sex injuries.
I fell. I fell.
These are not, you know, the normal potato in the butt.
Okay.
I mean, these are.
not the norm. I'm tired of the normal potato in the butt story, Katie. Can we get something different? Please.
Like an eggplant.
Oh, you did eggplant last
guy
week.
I said that guy on the bus had an eggplant.
You're into vegetable sex.
And cloacas.
And yeah, vegetable sex, cloacas, and the abuse of the Mormon. Really, it's like a recurring theme. And I don't know what it is with you and the continent of Asia, but
I love Asia.
Something.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
I do. I think I'd have an awesome time.
Kuala Lumpur?
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
So you want to go to Kuala Lumpur?
No.
Okay. They got a really tall building there.
Do they?
Yep.
Mm. All right. So there's a couple.
Are you refreshed? Feel better now?
I am. Okay. I had to have a sip of my tea. Well,
good idea. You got to do that before you start talking. That way later you're like, I don't know why my voice sounds a little fucked up.
I can tell you a couple of reasons. All right. This is one says, I worked as an orderly at a local ER university as a university student. A young kid came in with a vacuum cleaner hose stuck on his cock.
I fell.
He said he arrived wearing a sweater, shoes, and a blanket, and instead he was instructed to clean. He said that he only cleans his house naked because he's got a dust allergy.
I like it. Yeah. I'm allergic to dust, so I have to do it naked so it touches my skin all over in really sensitive areas.
While vacuuming, the man had become, in his words, inexplicably fatigued and took an impromptu nap with the Hoover still running. At this time, his penis must have flopped into the vacuum hose. And his arousal was, as he insisted, involuntary.
Dude, how do you have a straight face when somebody's telling you this? How do you do it?
It's just like when you do phone sex. You just kind of like,
Just got to be like some kind of training, medical training course. How do you do it?
You're going to see weird things stuck in rectums.
Dude, whatever. how about you just stop and we go, hey, just stop. Just stop. I don't care how you got the vacuum stuck in your cock.
But
a vacuum stuck on your cock.
Dude, it makes a good story.
Does it?
Are you kidding me? You can just be like, dude, this guy came in today. He was totally fucking a vacuum. You should hear the story he told.
You know, there are laws against that. That's a clear, clear HIPAA violation. Clear.
Hey, I overheard it, and I'm not a doctor. I didn't take an oath.
Oh, I guess you got a point there.
And I didn't say names.
Yeah.
Say?
Don't tell me. You don't want to tell me. I'm going to tell everybody.
I don't care. Okay. Here we go. There's an elderly man and a wife. They entered the emergency room, the male, in obvious distress initially he refused to go into. He didn't want to talk about it with his wife present.
Sure he didn't.
So when he was alone with the staff, he said that he had a plastic Easter egg lodged deep in his bum. And they asked, well, what happened? He simply replied, I wanted to know what it was like to be a chicken.
And it's Easter.
And it's Easter.
Come on.
Oh, Grandpa. Thanks again, Bunny Man.
That's where I put that $100 bill. That's the special egg right there.
That's the coke egg. The heroin
golden egg.
The golden egg. God.
Kids, I put a hundo and an egg, and it's in one of my Orify.
Oh, God. Did I swallow it? I don't know.
Either way, it only comes out in one place.
Oh, gee, ew. See kids going at him with a knife. I'm going to get an Easter egg. It's like the little psychopaths.
Get your saggy ass over here, Grandpa.
Well, my fucking Easter egg, goddamn bitch.
We're just going to cut you up until we find it.
You're going to die anyway, old man. Give me that fucking money. Wow, that just took a really dark turn.
Yeah, no, you went some severe Grandpa hate there.
I had help.
Did you?
You were right along with me.
Was I? I was not.
I'm trying not to look at you.
I was just going along with what was in your brain.
You don't want to know what's going on in my brain.
Well, we know now.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
It goes far beyond that.
Sure it does.
It does.
All right.
Shut up.
Probably involves some Asians, a cloaca.
And a Mormon.
I knew there was another one I was forgetting. An Asian, a cloaca, and a Mormon walk into a bar.
And an eggplant.
And an eggplant.
Lots of D's. Vitamin D. Oh, this is a fun one. A friend of mine is...
You have, like, lots of fun ones. Here's the fun one, honey. This one will be really funny. Swear.
If I could kick you from here, I would.
Good luck.
All right, so a friend of mine is a nurse, and a guy came in who had his scrotum ripped open. And it turned out he liked to wade into the local pond, stark naked, and scatter breadcrumbs around his genitals for the ducks to nibble on.
Huh.
Yeah, one had gotten patient and gone for the whole payday in one chomp and refused to let go. So he had to
really?
When he was pulling the duck off, it ripped his ball sack.
Ripped his scroty.
He ripped the scrot.
I wonder what the real story is behind that, because the fake one, like, what did you do to rip your scrotum? You know what I mean? Because you know it wasn't a duck. What happened?
Well, it's kind of stupid. I was walking around my house naked, and I just caught it on something, and it ripped.
So you make up the duck story.
Sure, that'd be more interesting.
That's a lot better than fuck that.
Then, hey, my cat attacked my ball sack.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to hump my dog.
Oh.
Well.
Ugh. All right. Ooh, you're going to like this one.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one coming up here, fellas. You ready? Stand by for fun.
We're going to have some fun now. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, this teenager was complaining that he couldn't pee. And they took him to the examining room. And the nurse was like, drop your pants. Well... they saw two iPhone earbuds sticking out of his cock. And his story was, is that he was...
two of them.
Two of them. So the story was that he was sleeping naked while listening to music, and his earbuds must have fallen out while he was tossing and turning and worked its way into his cock.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know what sounding is. I've never even heard that term before.
Well, not only that, but he needed surgery because they had knotted up and they were unable to pull him out of his urethra.
Yeah, he just like fed it right down there, frozen rope style, like just fed that shit right down the tube. Yeah. Maybe he had like a plunger and he was like pushing it in like a flintlock. You know what I mean? Muzzle loader. Just cramming it on down. And he got down to the buds and was like, oh, I'm just going to pull them out now.
And then it got stuck.
Yeah.
And then just, how do I say, hey, can you look at my dick? I can't pee.
Oh, boy.
It's like, what else you got up in there, AI? Jesus Christ.
Wait,
it's the new iDick. It's got great Wi-Fi. Works best in humidity, high humidity. All right. So this lady's aunt was a doctor and usually strict about her vow of silence. Like we were talking about, this one day this old guy showed up with a carrot sticking out of his ass. And he said, it's obviously awkward, so my aunt decided not to ask too many questions. But the guy was constantly like, how did this happen? And I swear to God, said the guy kept asking if it might have been because he was eating carrot soup for 2 days.
I reassembled that shit right in my stomach, honey.
Yeah.
I shit it out whole.
Jeez. All right, I'm going to just go with one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay, go with one more. Uno más, por favor.
I said, this teenage boy came into the emergency room with his mother. And he was just wearing a long coat and he looked kind of sad. Well, it turns out.
What color hair did he have? Is he wearing penny loafers?
He looked like Paddington Bear.
Okay.
But browner.
Apparently so. Continue.
Well, it turns out that they ordered too much KFC and they had a drumstick left. So what'd the kid do? He decided to shove it up his ass. So now, well, I mean, the ass wants what the ass wants, and how dare you refuse it, chicken? But they couldn't get the leg out, so they actually had to have surgery to remove the chicken leg from his asshole.
Now, if you waited long enough, that would that necessarily the stuff just doesn't come back out, which just defies logic, really. You would figure. Well, because the ass will like suck some shit in, and like your intestines will fucking move it on up the line, thinking, well, you're not ready yet, or I don't even know what
you're
happens.
Not ready yet.
You need more digestion. What I don't know how
we're
that
not
happens.
A cow, we don't have like seven stomachs.
You
to
sure?
Travel through.
Have you looked?
I don't know. I'm all rearranged. I have no idea what the fuck my insides look like anymore.
Yeah.
I think I know because they gave me a drawing, but who knows?
Somewhere between a Mr. Potato Head and some little army soldiers. Somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere around that. Like Parachute Delta Foxtrot. Right?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
There's this charity. They're hoping to return a bag that was found at the bottom of the canal. There's these canal cleaners that were going through, and they found this big old bag. Can you guess what was inside?
I'm going to say there was a candlestick. There was a 9mm, a knife, and a potato.
And Colonel Mustard's head?
Yes.
No, actually, there was a black leather harness, a sex swing, handcuffs, and collars and dog leashes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the pond.
At the bottom of a canal.
What were they looking for? Anything in particular?
No, they were actually just cleaning it. And there's a charity that does this for free. And they're trying to get this bag back to the person that it belongs to. But they said no one's claiming it.
Sure. We just want to know who it belongs to. We'll bring it right back to you. Gently used.
Gently reused. Don't worry. Betty got most of the smell out of it.
Oh.
Betty.
Oh.
It's always Betty.
Oh. You know they make wipes, Betty? Really? You could be fresh all day. God. No excuses.
Damn it, Betty! No. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play a clip for this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, where I take a very recent episode of the Monday Night Show you're listening to now, and I speed it up or squirrel it up. Actually, SC does that, but I play and add my own commentary and all this shit. It's fun.
I play.
I do. I press buttons. I do stuff. I'm productive. I'm a valuable part of this whole show. God damn it. Make me important. Anyways, you're going to hear a clip about that. And yeah, so stick around for more Kinky Katie's World when we return on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
You can get a vag massage, and it's a real thing, and apparently
I
can.
I don't have a vag, so I know I cannot get a vag massage. Thank you.
It's more than just a sexual thing. Well, for those of you out there that do have a vag.
Mainly women?
Mainly women,
ladies,
yes.
Okay, or if you know a lady.
Or if you want to just do the whole tuck thing, well, and you can, I have a badge.
I'm sure they do gift certificates, and you could, like, gift certificate a badge massage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nice little rub down.
It's pretty pricey, though.
Little clam down.
Can you please scrub my clam? Get the, you know, like, scrape the barnacles off it and such. Just do a little.
So what's included in a vag massage? I can't even say that.
That's where it gets a little dicey.
Dicey.
Well, the Women's Health, they brought up this topic into light, like, not too long ago. It's known as a yoni massage and also tantric massage. Oh. You know how all those places, you're like, ooh, tantric massage and da-da-da. This is what they're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about, like, literally jerking you off.
Yes.
You're talking about a rubbing tug.
Oh, there's, yeah.
Okay.
But is it totally like, oh, no, it's a massage? No, it's not. Just, all right, so they did an interview with this expert in the yoni massage, and her name is Isis Phoenix.
Okay.
So,
why is it always like Isis Phoenix? Sunbeam. Moonchuck.
Moonchuck?
Moonchuck, yeah.
How my name's Moonchuck?
That's right. They're from the South End.
That just hit me extremely funny. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Where are you?
Well, anyway, this Isis Phoenix yoni master, yeah! her treatments, they can cost up to $300, and they involve the use of herbs, steam, and massage the tension steam, out like of the that. Vag. Steam. Now, we did a story about that you shouldn't steam your vag.
I was about to say, you know the wrinkles are going to come out of it, don't you? No matter how much you steam that shit.
Shit, pussy, shit. Kind of looks like a fish gasping for air. Oh, wrinkly fish.
Like one of those fish that evolved from a normal fish to laying on the bottom fish, and its eyes are kind of half sideways.
Like a flounder?
Like a flounder, but different kind of flounder. But a vag-like flounder.
Oh, my God. Having
fun. And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. It is me and SD coming at you live.
Wow.
I had to.
Wow.
It was building up inside me.
What did you get into during break?
I don't know, but it was fun.
Sure.
I'm so stupid. I don't care. Oh, you guys are going to drown me out?
So what are we doing?
So we have DJ Poopy Crayon.
That's right.
On the deck.
Yep.
Doing his thing.
In his house.
You can get us at 941-421-0401 or on the Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio. At that stunk cock if you want SC, but he doesn't check it, so it's completely pointless.
It is.
It really is.
Someday.
Someday. So staying on the topic of bondage... I've got another, like, little bondage story.
Another bondage story?
Kinda.
Does it involve a vegetable?
No, but it does involve a TENS unit.
A TENS unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bondage and TENS. Good combo.
Ah, sticky. Told you we were going to have fun today.
It's like peanut butter and jam.
It's preserves. It's not jam. Get it fucking right.
You're very sensitive about your jarred fruit.
I am. Yeah. I'm very sensitive
very
about
picky.
It. I'm very picky. Okay. So there was a 77-year-old erotic author.
Okay.
He was found dead on his bed wearing nothing but nipple clamps after he was using an electronic device.
So his name was
to
Arthur?
Pleasure himself. No, he was an author.
Oh, I thought you said
of erotic novels.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense then.
I am author of erotic novels.
That's exactly how I thought you were saying it. Too much Game of Thrones.
Welcome to the land.
Wow.
We have a very extensive library.
What's going on?
God, think like Dungeon Master, you're thinking, okay, let's do this. I'm like, jeez.
Hey, you don't realize how you sound until you hear it yourself. You're very misleading.
I am not misleading
it's
at
very,
all.
Very, very misleading.
It's because I'm not allowed to look at you. You that's think right. I'm shifty.
Don't fucking look at me.
That's right.
I know you're planning something when you look at me. That's why.
Stop it.
I'm trying to concentrate on other things. I don't have to worry about you peering into my soul when my head is turned.
You have no soul. I've already looked. I've seen nothing. It's very black.
Nice.
It's terrible, I know.
Nice. So what were you talking about?
So the electronic device he was using was like a 10 unit because it was clipped to his cock and balls and clipped to his nipples. So he had like he had them all going. They were all together.
Okay.
Like they're all wired together.
Okay.
Yeah.
From his nuts to his nipples.
From his nuts to his nipples. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Well, if you want to look up this guy, he wrote this one book called like Love, Slave, and Submission.
Love, Slave, and Submission.
Yeah. You can. He's written a bunch of other ones too, but that, what'd you say?
Top seller.
It just inched out the gay billionaire Triceratops.
That was quite popular right here.
I have the softest little jelly beans rubbing on my foot right now. It's too cute. Sorry.
Okay.
The nanner puss is being all sweet and saying hello.
My nanner puss?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Herbs. Hooray. Well, the guy died from heart failure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Electroshocked himself to death.
Yeah. There's a guy that used to come by and feed his cats. And that's
so this
who
was
found
like
him.
personal masturbation death.
Yeah. This was
like masturbated himself to death.
And not just, you know, the masturbation is murder.
Termination masturbation.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, gosh. I saw a meme. It was so terrible.
Masturbation euthanasia.
Oh, there's this picture and of the side of a building, and there you see like a person obviously hanging, and a guy has a circle, and he's like, "It's not fair. My neighbor knows how to levitate or something." I'm like, "Oh, it's so bad."
I'm trying to figure that one out.
You're looking.
It's more visual. When I saw it, I'd know.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you don't listen to what I say.
You were talking.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go to your favorite segment now.
Oh, Jesus. Hang on. Stand by.
Standing by.
Oh, you were waiting until my hands were full.
Boobs in. Good job. And on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
And for this week's Tits Man. Oh, remember the dude that got breast implants to win a bet?
Yes.
Yeah. And they blur out his nipples when he was on. Well, he's going to finally get them removed after 19 years.
I didn't know he still had them.
Oh, he did.
Oh, that's. I mean, I knew when we saw it, he had them for a couple of years, and he. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, for those who don't know, he made this bet to get implants in 1997, and then now he's going to appear on the TV show Botched. I think it's on E or something, and and he's going to have them removed on the show. Like, as the story kind of...
I went in to get a mole on my face removed. I woke up with tits.
Nice rack. Thank you. Shame about that mole. You can't even tell the mole on your face. Mole. Staring with tits. So, but in 1997, he was with some friends in a European restaurant. And one of the guys, his girlfriend, she kept flaunting her new boobs. Like, oh, look at my titties. They're so awesome. Well,
they're so firm and so round and so female nipply.
So the guy was like, all right, I bet if I had tits like hers, I get just as much attention as she would. So he's like, well, fuck you. The bet was $100,000.
Yeah, and he had to wear them for a year.
Yeah, he had to wear them for a year. And the guy was like, being a gambling man. And after a few hands of backgammon, I don't even know how to play that game. But he got the implants for free.
It's highly complicated. So, it involves rolling dice and moving little chips around a board.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so he got them. And he said that there's very few things that he won't do for a bet. And then his friend just laughed after he got him done and said, that is the best $100,000 I ever lost. Like,
but then after the dude had him for a year, we had seen something, and it was a few years later, and he still had him. And he said, I just kind of liked him.
Yeah.
So I kept him.
Yeah, he's like, they were fun to play with.
So he kept him for 19 years.
19 years.
And now he's actually going on a botched surgery show.
Yep.
He fucked me up. I swear I didn't want this.
No. He's probably just going to say, hey, can you take my tits out?
Jeez. Can you undo this? Am I going to have man saggy boob now?
Oh. Just like strap it down. Oh, God.
Tits. Man.
And I did actually get one picture that I saw of him without his nipples blurred.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because, yeah, they always blur his nipples because somehow they when they become puffed up with a bag underneath them, now they are now lady boobs.
Evil.
They have adopted the evil lady nipple ambiance.
When a boob is swollen slightly, that evil the nipple becomes evil.
It's kind of like how Spider-Man came around. You know what I mean? Well, but even, a lot easier.
Even like the little ones, though.
Evil.
That's right. Even small ones that aren't really boobs that are mostly just gumdrop nipples stuck on a chest.
But they're just a little evil.
Yeah.
Un poquito evil. That's so terrible.
You Americans, so large.
Hey, who remembers GLOW?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
I think every prepubescent person my age knows who the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling are.
Well, they combined women's wrestling with comedy skits in the 80s, if you guys don't know. Well, GLOW is going to be set in L.A. and it's going to showcase big hair and body slams, and it's coming to Netflix.
Wow. I'm not sure if I want to watch that. Because I remember it was always on like late Saturday night.
Really late.
And I was probably 13, 14, something like that when it was on. Maybe 15, 16 too. I don't know. But it was always a good one to watch.
That and, oh gosh, what was that? Fuck, I'm never gonna, like, you have to battle with Shazam. And they're like warriors or gladiators. That's what it was. That is usually on around
American
the same
Gladiators.
Time. Yeah. Is that?
Well, that's a completely different show. There's nobody like getting naked.
No.
like throwing boobs around. That wasn't happening on that show at all.
No, but I'm saying
nothing like the other show.
It came on late at night too. So it's like they usually were shown together, like back to back.
It was on television as well. Okay. Different Strokes was on too.
I'm gonna shove this pen in your eye, and I'm just gonna, and then I'm gonna kick it so it shoves further into your head. And you'll probably make that laugh too. See?
Yeah, I could.
I saved you today. I picked you up before you got sucked away in the flood.
The flood.
I did.
It was close.
It was close.
Wow, your pussy is just fucking going crazy on my feet. Holy fuck me.
See, now it's your turn.
I should have wore socks.
He already went to town on mine.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
You love it.
No, I don't really.
Okay.
If your pussy didn't have such sharp claws and teeth, it would be okay. The soft parts would overwhelm stuff. But
well, if you were really nicer to it, paid more attention to it, then it probably wouldn't have as much claws. Just saying. All right, now here's another. Now here's something that people are going to start to wrap their noodle around, once they finally stop talking about gorillas and get back on the whole bathroom thing, because it's going to fucking happen. They're going to start talking about it again. There's a mixed sex person that's born with both male and female sex organs.
Hermaphroditic.
Right. But they had to they were trying to make a bid so that the courts would recognize a third gender.
Okay.
But it was rejected in French courts. Like the 64-year-old guy was born with a micropeen and like a rudimentary vag.
Okay. A vag with a big clit.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But.
A rudimentary? Yeah. Is that what you were
Did
trying
I
to say?
Did I say that right?
I don't know what you said.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay. Like, and when you say that, what do you mean? It's like Barbie doll style? Like, what's going on down there?
Like, it was kind of internal. Like, it was.
Okay. Aren't they all internal?
No. Like, it was like more. Like, you know.
you're going to have to use your descriptive words.
No, you get mad at me for being too descriptive.
I'm not making eye contact.
Anyway,
I'm not going to look at your hand signals, so what the fuck are you talking about?
See that one there, blind boy?
Oh, I do see that one.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, well, it must have been like pretty much invisible because he was designated a male at birth.
Okay.
And they gave him testosterone so he looked more like a dude.
Okay.
Okay?
But they knew
he was a Hermie.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean no disrespect when I say Hermie.
She just has trouble with large words.
Well, anyway, he married a woman and they adopted a child.
Okay.
After he decided that he was neither male nor female, the court said that it was okay for him to put neutral gender on like official documents.
Huh.
And now they've redesignated him as male. So now he can't. So he said the testosterone made him look like a dude, even though he didn't feel like a dude. He said I just didn't look like myself. And he was upset by the court's decision. But, and I didn't know that there are several countries that have a third gender option on legal documents.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, then I saw it was like Thailand and the Philippines. I'm thinking, I guess I could see that.
I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a lot of lady boys.
Well, there are, but they're not exactly. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of strange. You would figure culturally they wouldn't be down with the lady boy, but they kind of like don't fuck with the lady boy so much.
No. It seems like one of those like, oh my God, that song sucks so bad. Yeah, you hear everyone saying that song sucks so bad, yet it's number one. On the charts, it's like it already went platinum, so y'all motherfuckers are listening to it and buying it, and you're just saying it sucks. Y'all have your secrets. It's all right, I admit that I like Coldplay.
Ew. Well, you're a chick. It's okay.
I know I am.
Girls like Coldplay. Come on.
I like Nickelback.
The co-founder of Gloop.
Gloop.
I know, that too.
Jesus. Ooh! Dennis Hoff, I don't know. He seems to. He should have his own fucking, I guess, segment on the show. I seem to have like a story about him every week. But he owns the Bunny Ranch. Well, and if you don't know, it's a Nevada brothel. It's legalized prostitution. Well, anyway, they're going to offer a Game of Thrones sex experience.
All right.
Yeah.
Wiener, floppy wiener, wiener, wiener. Is that what they mean?
Pretty
like
much.
Wieners everywhere?
No.
Dicks. Oh my God. So many dicks.
I do it for you.
I do it for you.
Oh my God. So yeah, so Dennis announced that they're gonna start offering the customers the Game of Thrones erotic experience.
Well, do we get a midget?
I guess if you want to. Ooh, I want to be fucked by dude.
Come on.
Tyrion. Tiberian.
Him too.
Yeah, sure.
The imp.
And Captain Kirk. Anyway, the customers get to take a nude walk of shame tour of the facility before they go into, they're going to end up in a BDSM dungeon.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Game of Thrones like has a lot of sex and stuff, and most of it, if you were to ask your girlfriend to dress in a Renaissance garb and like pretend she's your sister, that probably wouldn't go over so well, but now you can. You can have your full fantasy, and you can even customize your play.
Huh.
So... You can complete, like, I guess you can put on, like, a metal glove and just be like, I'm railing my sister. And...
Fuck my sister.
Can you dress like a dragon? Don't you want me as Khaleesi? No, I want the dragon.
Can you assimilate a giraffe?
What?
Don't judge me.
I'm asking for a friend. No. Short story, I'll just throw this in. Their porn finally has its first union and union president.
They have a union.
Yeah,
now.
Porn's never had been unionized before, so I'm just letting you know. And they're trying to...
What do you mean you're just letting me know? Like
no.
What am I, your porn...
There's other people that listen to this show.
Okay.
You know? There actually are people that listen to the show.
But you were directing that right at me.
I didn't look at you, so how do you know?
You were looking at me like a 12-year-old Asian in a Nike factory going, we're unionizing, bitch.
That's terrible.
Well, I know. That's how you were looking at me, too.
I know. You got to sleep next to me. And you were looking at me like that. What would I care about unionizing? I hope it's unionized. I'm happy for him.
Yes.
Great. Power to the people.
Great. Well, they're now trying to pass a law saying that no one under 21 can work in porn or be a stripper.
Wow. Well, yep. That's probably pretty responsible, but really, back to the whole, if you can go join the army kind of thing, you should be able to do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
I can drink in a bar and I can fuck on film.
Just saying. Just saying. If you can go and even female, now they're allowed in active duty, whatever, in combat situations, blah, blah, blah. If you could go kill people, then why can't you go fuck on film? But it's probably pretty responsible. Other than that, it's probably actually a pretty good idea, to be honest with you, because, you know, some young girls get fucked up on that shit. Well, you know, we know a lot of them, and they do. They get all fucking fucked up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So
on different things.
Multitude of things.
Multitude. It's not really the thing itself. It's not necessarily just stripping. It's not just working in porn. It's
a little from here, a little from there, a little from that. That's all associated with each other.
Yeah, people think it's like a lifestyle, and I have to develop a really bad coke habit now.
It's like, no.
You don't really have to, no.
Damn, I did all of my porn
sober
without alcohol.
Well, a lot of it.
No, what do you mean a lot of it?
Well, there were things that we shot before. What we drank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was like on location. We're going to fuck on this pool table. Is that cool? Can I film it? Yeah. All right.
Okay, exactly.
And security cameras don't count as on film.
Okay.
I looked at you like, okay.
Sure they don't.
Hey, you're not my officer.
You know, that is a whole genre of porn. You
Generi?
Know. Generi, man. I like them big French words that are small, but they're big, man, because they're French.
You're a goof. All right, so
damn fucking thing is going crazy on me today.
Hey, would you rather be your feet or your nutsack?
Feet.
See?
Feet.
I was sprinkling catnip around my genitals. I like this with the cat nibbles.
No, I don't. No.
Then all of a sudden, the big fucking fat one just like came over and went, "Mow!"
Or I fell. I don't know which story I'm going to use.
I fell on the cheese grater.
My wife just got the cat all excited and threw underneath the blanket, thought it would be funny.
And shot her with a squirt gun?
Yeah.
It would be. No, it wouldn't.
I would know. Not. Well, because the cat could get hurt.
Yeah, the cat would get hurt and then I would die. I would end up in a shelter.
You would not end up in a shelter.
I know. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it there.
I know I wouldn't.
I'd end up in the wheel well of the car. Like, don't kick him.
I'm not. I'm trying to get my feet away from him.
So there's these sex workers.
I don't know how your pussy's at him either. That's kind of weird. It's kind of odd, if you ask me.
It's a heat seeker. All right, so sex workers, they talk about some of the weirdest requests by some of their clients.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there was this one girl on cam, and this dude's like, I want you to go into the bathtub, take your laptop and everything into the bathroom, and submerge yourself completely underwater for as long as you can. And she's like, she was only able to do it for like 45 seconds, and when she came up, he was gone. Like, his computer was still on, but he was gone. Because she didn't know if he was coming back or what.
Ta-da! Oh, magic.
I made the bitch drowned. It's like, what is she doing? He has a second camera, like, you know, set up on the side. There was another dude. He went to a strip club and paid one of the girls. He wanted to just rub her elbows until he came.
That's good. I don't think I've ever met an elbow, like a person who, like, I just want to rub them. Let me rub them. Are they ashy? Let me rub them. I want to lick them.
Rub some lotion. I just want to, like, extend your arm so it's, like, you know, loose squishy. And just push it together with my hands. Just smush it together and just stick my tongue in and poke at the soft folds and weird skin like a ball sack. Well, now I have the pussy trying to climb up me like fucking Godzilla, King Kong.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's your pussy.
There's another dude. He was a dentist, and he wanted the girl to lay down, and he gave her feet and a complete dental exam as if they were teeth. He flossed them. He had the little mirrors out. He got the picks out.
He treated him like teeth.
He did. He treated him like teeth.
You're getting squirmy. It's cute. It's See, good. It's not so funny when the pussy attacks you, is it?
Well, the pussy didn't jump up on your titty.
Wow. Who's to say?
I can say. I can see because you would fucking...
How the hell could you see if you weren't looking at me? How the hell did you see any? You didn't see nothing.
I can see it in my peripheral.
What?
Yeah.
You can't even say didn't know peripheral. That. You can't even say it, let alone experience it.
Are you going to be a dick?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Anyway. There's another dude. She's like, this is like the last one on that one. I'm going to, he made her wear nothing but combat boots and stand in a corner with her, you know, like face, like time out and read from the Book of Ulysses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. Like a schoolboy being punished.
Yeah.
Except he was doing the punishing.
Yep.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do behind her? Anything?
It didn't say.
Wow. Half story.
Well, I mean, how would she know what he was doing behind her?
Because, of course, she peeked because any bad boy would peek on occasion.
Or so maybe she was fucking scared out of her mind and she was like, she's like, fuck it. I'm not even going to turn around because I might get tased.
It's like a bleeding.
Oh, join the club.
I swear to God, I just fell on the cat. I don't know what happened.
Everything okay?
No, I'm fine. It'll grow back.
Oh.
It'll grow back.
Poor thing's like terrified. Look at him.
He should be.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Hold
anyway.
On, I gotta get him over here. So,
so
he's like,
what
okay.
are you doing now?
All right,
you
so,
got more stories? What?
Yeah.
Are we on the 85th item of your list?
If you guys want to see Amy Schumer like naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Didn't she do an airbrush thing?
She might have done, I don't really know about that, but she's into like gun safety and gun violence awareness.
Yes.
Like she's into that. Well, apparently you're supposed to wear orange for gun control or something.
When wow.
That's like the new color. And I was like, oh, I'm going to change my avatar to this because I support that. Well, she took a picture of herself and posted it on Twitter. She's wearing nothing but a sports bra. And okay. It's from the neck down.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's everything.
She's kind of turned sideways.
Oh, boo.
But she's got a tramp stamp.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either, no. But I want to know what it is.
Yeah.
She can't really, you know it's there, but she.
Do you know it's there?
Yes, you know.
Huh.
You know, you can see it.
I think it's got to be like, you think it's a tribal? No.
Yes.
You think it is?
Yes.
Wow.
I think it's a tribal with a flower, like a no, lily.
The tribal.
Or
with
a lotus.
The, wow. A little Buddha there above the ass crack.
Maybe a dolphin.
Dolphin. You think?
Like, dolphin on wheels. Oh, God. That song. I don't know. It grows on you.
It doesn't?
It's fucking weird as hell.
Dylan
it grows
Francis.
On you. It's very strange. Mm. Did you know you get, you, do you know about the pussy snorkel?
Yes, I do. It? Yeah, the snorkel you put on while you're eating pussy so you can breathe. It like has a nostril things. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you can get it in glow in the dark.
Huh.
Makes it glow in the dark now. You can get it on Amazon.
You know what I found out that it works well for is if the snatch is a little gamey.
Oh, God.
Well, it does. It gets your nose a little bit
fresh
further
air.
Away from the it does.
Oh,
just
my
so
God.
You know.
That's hysterical.
Wow.
I bet it. That's funny. You should market that. Put that on the reviews. We should do it. Well, it was described as a device that allows a man to continue breathing while performing oral sex on a woman in the spa, bathtub, or even a bowl of green jello.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I wouldn't want to be in green jello.
Also, it gets your nostrils away from
stank pussy.
Yes.
Stank pussy. All right, everyone, that is it for this week's Kinky Katie's World. I'm going to be out of here till Friday afternoon,
yeah.
noon to 1 p.m. for the fast forward. And then again, if Miss Amber is back from her drunken kickball camping thing.
Awareness week.
Or she may be off to someone's wedding, or she maybe, who the hell knows what she's doing. She's a busy girl. But if she's not too busy, then she's going to be hosting One Night Stand from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I am her co-host. So, yeah, that's for that. You can get me the Ala Archives for Kinky Katie's World for free, absolutely free, on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Also, kinkykatieradio.com. Not safe for work, people, as you know. But you can get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. You can get me on the Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. Google Kinky Katie Radio. How many times do I have to say to stick it in your face? Huge. So huge. All right, everyone, do you have anything for us to see?
Nope.
All right, people. Well, I will see you on Friday, and I'll be on, see you on social media. Kiss on your paper. Bye.
Stay tuned for anime fun.
I like tacos and burritos.
Oh, Miss